You are listening to Christian Audio's production of When God Became Man by Mark Driscoll. This tract is read by Adam Werner. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Tracks, copyright 2011 by Mark Driscoll. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com. Facebook.com/Christian Audio or Twitter.com/Christian Audio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Superheroes capture our imagination with their superhuman abilities. Wolverine can rapidly heal from injury. Superman can fly. Aquaman can breathe underwater. Spider-Man can climb walls. Many have imagined what it would be like for a human being to have superhuman abilities. Yet Christian theology proclaims something even more amazing, because, unlike imaginary superheroes, this superhero truly lived, and his powers exceed those of comic book lore. Beyond superheroes. The eternal second person of the Trinity, God the Son, entered into history 2,000 years ago as the God-man Jesus Christ. He was unique, born to a virgin. And just as Old Testament books of the Bible had promised hundreds of years before that, Christ suffered and died in the place of sinners, though he was sinless. Then he came back from death to make it possible for us, unrighteous sinners, to become righteous. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, and chapter 53, verse 12. Jesus is nearly universally recognized as a great moral example, insightful teacher, defender of the poor and marginalized, and unprecedented champion who overturns injustice with nonviolence. However, the divinity of Jesus Christ, his nature as God, is frequently and heatedly debated. This question divides Christianity from all other religions. How can we know that Jesus is God? We know that Jesus is God because of the testimony of several key witnesses. They establish a strong case that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Witness number one, God the Father. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, we see God the Father's witness. Of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." Witness number two, the Bible. The New Testament of the Bible often refers to Jesus Christ as God. Titus chapter 2, verse 13 refers to our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Titus chapter 3, verse 4 calls him God our Savior. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20 says that Jesus Christ is the true God. Witness number 3, Jesus himself. Jesus' own claims to be God were clearly heard and understood by his enemies, and Jesus never retracted those claims. Mark chapter 14, verses 61 through 64. Witness number 4, divine abilities. According to the Bible, during Jesus' life on earth, he exhibited divine attributes, abilities and characteristics that belong to God alone. That included being present everywhere. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, being all-powerful, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, knowing everything, Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, John chapter 2, verse 25, chapter 4, verse 18, and chapter 16, verse 30, and being the creator and sustainer of all, Isaiah chapter 37, verse 16, chapter 44, verse 24, John chapter 1, verse 3, Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, and Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. The fact that Jesus possessed those abilities is compelling evidence that he really is God. Jesus' claim to deity also included declaring himself to be without sin in thought, word, or action, and therefore morally perfect. In John chapter 8, verse 46, Jesus openly invited his enemies to recall any sin he ever committed. Those who testified to the sinlessness of Jesus include those who knew him most intimately, such as his friends, his disciples, Peter, Acts chapter 3, verse 14, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, chapter 2, verse 22, chapter 3, verse 18, John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, and his half-brother James, James chapter 5, verse 6, and even his former enemy, Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Judas, who betrayed him, admitted that Jesus was without sin, Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 4, as did the Roman ruler Pilate, who oversaw the execution of Jesus, Luke chapter 23, verse 22. Jesus also forgave sin, Luke chapter 7, verse 48. The Bible is clear that our sin is ultimately committed against God, Psalm 51, verse 4, and that God alone can forgive sin, Psalm 130, verse 4, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, and Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. Therefore, Jesus is God. Jesus also claimed the power to raise the dead, John chapter 6, verses 39 through 44. Judge our eternal destiny, John chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, and grant eternal life, John chapter 10, verse 28. What difference does it make? Jesus Christ lovingly and humbly identified with the frailty of our humanity by enduring temptation, weakness, pain, and sorrow. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one, Jesus, who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. Jesus sympathizes with us in our suffering, sickness, brokenness, and sadness. He didn't refrain from entering our fallen and crooked world. Instead, he humbly came into this world to feel what we feel and face what we face while remaining sinless. His sinlessness qualified him to deliver us from the consequences of our sins. The Bible tells us that Jesus suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Then he was raised from the dead on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4. If you have never asked Jesus to be your Savior, to forgive you for all your sins, won't you call out to him today? The Bible promises, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. Jesus is alive today and goes beyond any superhero that we could imagine. He came to earth, lived a perfect life among us, then died for us and rose again. He continues to offer salvation and eternal life to all who will place their trust exclusively in him. That's an offer no superhero could ever make. Thank you for listening to this recording of When God Became Man by Mark Driscoll. This tract was read by Adam Verner. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.